Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Melinda Zarate with Emboldened Heart here. And I am happy to be back. I have not done a Blog Talk Radio podcast in some time, and I'm delighted to be back with you. Today, I'm going to be interviewing someone that I met a couple of months ago, and it was a real treat because I actually took a class with her. Her name is Linda Llewellyn, and she is a vocal coach based in Boulder, Colorado. She's taught voice and chakra toning for 28 years, and she teaches in person as well as online. She holds two Bachelor of Art degrees in music and in the psychology of health and healing from Nairobi University. She's a certified member of the Sound Healers Association. She's a certified level 2 Reiki practitioner, and she's been singing professionally for over 40 years. Ooh. Hi, Linda. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So I was just sharing a little bit about your background with the listeners. And one of the reasons that I was so excited about interviewing you was because I actually have experienced your work, and I registered for a class that Linda taught a couple of months ago. And I am someone who loves to sing, but I stopped singing at a pretty young age, except by myself in the car or in the shower or, you know, alone. Because somewhere along the line, I kind of got a message that I didn't have a good singing voice. And it was so wonderful because, Linda, you really just gave me so much confirmation that I really can sing and my voice is okay, and you were so encouraging, and that made an enormous difference. So thank you for that.
Yes, my pleasure.
Yeah,
I hear those
really
words so often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of us, maybe even the majority of us, somehow get some sort of message that we can't sing or that our voice isn't as good as it could be or all of that nonsense. So, yeah. So how do you start with someone who really kind of wants to sing and is really reluctant to open up and express their voice?
Well, I start really simply, and I start by talking about this very thing. So many people have this massive judgment on their own voices and this fear of using them. And what I found through all my years was just what a shame this is. We can all sing. We don't all have to sound the same or sound perfect. But we can all sing. We all should. We should all use our voices and enjoy them and make friends with them. So I will always start very simply with some breath and some humming and a lot of encouragement, long-held tones, you know, just the basic pieces of singing well and just helping your voice. You know, doing things that don't get in the way, like shutting down because we heard some negative feedback when we were 7, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of simple steps that anyone can take to figure out, hey, this is not such a big deal. I can do this.
I know it is. I was thinking about it a few minutes before we began, and I thought, oh, it's such a shame. If everyone really was encouraged to use their voice and to sing, there might be so much more peace and happiness in our world.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, because it is very freeing.
Yes. Yeah, I also have heard so many times through the years, this is more than a voice lesson for me. This is giving me confidence and opening things in my heart and in my voice and my self-expression, my ability to speak what's true for me. It expands out quite a bit from just singing and singing songs, and it just the horizons.
I completely agree. In fact, I was actually pretty surprised because I do a lot of public speaking. I do a lot of interviews. I teach classes. And I didn't know that there were some really simple exercises and some little tools and techniques, which you taught me, which I've been able to use with so much grace and ease. And it's made things so much more comfortable for me as I'm getting ready to teach or speak. So thank you for that. That's made a real difference for me. So you seem so comfortable with your own voice. And I'd love to kind of hear a little bit about how you began singing and then how you took that love of singing or your experience of singing and turned it into a professional experience and then a career.
Well, yeah, when I was young, my home was not a very happy place. And I just started singing to myself to soothe myself. We had a lot of land around the house, and I would go out into the woods and I would sing at probably age, you know, 5, 6, 7. And I must have seen Cinderella because I would imagine all these little animals coming up and listening, you know, little deer, a couple of little bunnies and some birds. I would just sing to soothe them and to soothe myself, and I felt that I wanted to sing in public already in kindergarten. And I did. I was very shy also, though. But I just found that this felt good to me and helped me and healed me. You know, I sensed that at that age. And there was an announcement on the loudspeaker one morning in kindergarten. There would be a talent show, and I just marched down to the office and signed up.
I love it.
It amazes me now to look back, but I had a little outfit picked out, and I had the song, and I asked the orchestra director to accompany me. And I remembered so distinctly being on that stage, school auditorium, you know. The principal lifted me down off the stage after I sang, and I remember the bright lights, and I remember just love. I felt like, oh, my gosh, I've never felt this much love. It just felt like love was coming up to me from the audience. That was it.
Oh, how nice. Oh, I love that story.
Yeah.
Oh, so you kept on singing, obviously.
Yeah, all through school, that was who I was. You know, I was the girl that sang, and I loved it, and I worked very hard at it, too, and went to all the competitions and took lessons on a scholarship because my mom couldn't afford that. So in college, I was a voice major and learned a bit about teaching voice then. But also later, I became a performer, and I sang with bands. I sang, like, dance party music. I sang R&B and jazz and soul, all sorts of things, really. And I sang a lot of classical in school. But through the years, as I performed, I started to feel as if, there was a lot of pressure as a performer and a lot of self-judgment. And I began to feel it was much more enjoyable to sing just for myself and for fun. And I began teaching in my 30s and had so much pleasure from, you know, spreading how much fun I had singing, letting other people experience that too. And noticing, you know, all right away when I started to teach 28 years ago, people would say, there's something else going on here. There's a healing aspect. This is so peaceful. I feel so soothed. So that, you know, just kept coming up, and that eventually pulled me much more in that direction. I stopped performing probably 12 years ago. more and more this feeling of the voice as a healing vehicle rather than a performance.
And I know you do a lot of work with crystal bowls and vocalizing and sound healing with crystal bowls, which I've had the pleasure of experiencing with you, and it really was so lovely. And I think people are right now, I think people are really looking for ways to self-soothe. And you helped me to realize that my own voice is one of the best ways for me to self-soothe.
Yes.
So thank you for that.
Yes. You know, the bowls are pretty new. I just got them this year. I love them.
Okay.
There's one.
Yeah.
But we all have a voice. Well, not everyone, but almost everyone has a voice. And if you want to start very simply self-soothing with your own voice, just hum. Anything we do with our voice vibrates. The voice.
Right.
Yeah, the vocal cords are pretty near where the vagus nerve starts at the brainstem. So if we are just humming, I mean, even if you're standing in line somewhere, you know, and getting fatigued or stressed, you can hum softly to yourself. No one will hear you. Just breathe low and deep and hum and let that vibration fill you. It's relaxing. You can give yourself like an inner massage. With just a nice
breath. True. Yeah, I have been just amazed at how if I'm feeling kind of wound up or anxious, if I will just take just a few minutes to hum, it really helps calm me. It's just remarkable. So there are lots of benefits of bringing your voice. And I'd like to just encourage all of you who are listening to give this a try, to just spend a little time just easily working with your voice and just humming. And it doesn't matter if you're right in tune. It just doesn't matter. It's more about just connecting with your voice and using your voice. And then I think you'll quickly begin to experience a change in the way you feel physically, emotionally, and for me, it's mental. One of the things that I've learned since I took the class with you, Linda, is that if I will just spend a few minutes, you know, 2, 3, maybe 5 minutes humming, it clears my mind. It clears my mind so that I can focus.
It's all it takes.
Yeah.
And humming is such a great way to start because we don't have judgment around that. You know, we don't have famous hummers who we've seen on stage and admired for years. It's something almost everyone can do. It's very simple. It's very simple. And just take a deep breath. You know, feel like you're breathing to the bottom of your lungs and let your lungs expand. And just, so you take a slow, deep in breath and you're releasing on a nice long hum.
I agree, and it's natural. It's something that we do naturally. It's kind of organic, and it's something children do automatically. If they're busy and playing, they're very often they're humming. It's just what they do, and so we can take a cue from them because they know how to help themselves feel calmer and to soothe themselves with that humming and to keep their focus on what they're doing with humming. So just also I've become aware of the fact that humming connects me with my inner child. And I love that.
See, singing often does that too, because a lot of us did sing more when we were kids and we didn't, you know, filter ourselves. So
that's
singing also can
that's
make you feel kind of childlike.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to just reiterate some of the benefits of freeing your voice. And this comes straight from Linda. Some of the benefits are that you stimulate your vagus nerve. And we're all hearing a lot more about our vagus nerve and how important it is. And we're not taught very much about it unless we are a science major or something. But the vagus nerve is hugely important for balancing all of the systems in our body. Isn't it the longest nerve in our entire body, Linda?
Yeah, and it runs the digestive system and your heart and your breathing. Just a few small things.
Yeah, it goes all the way through your entire core up into your brain stem. So it's very important, and it's always available for us to stimulate easily. And one of the quickest, easy, most fun ways, and it's free, is through humming and singing. Yeah.
Yes, nothing. So, no equipment to purchase?
Yeah. Right, right. No gadgets, no technology needed. You come fully equipped.
Right.
Yeah, so some of the other benefits of freeing our voices are increased creativity, calming, soothing, and relaxing, as we discussed. Also, it can help improve posture and breathing, as well as blood flow. It activates the parasympathetic nervous system, and it also helps to balance the chakras, and we'll play with that a little bit before we wrap up, I think. It also, and I love this, I didn't realize this until I learned it from you, Linda, that singing and toning and humming create new neural pathways in our brain. So,
and that is a little bit more around songs. You know, the way choreography is incredible for that. You know, if you learn dance steps, if you're learning a new language, if you're learning a song, if you're combining words and melody and rhythm, definitely creates neural pathways. Yes.
And I'm a health and wellness coach, and I teach dance fitness. And one of the things that I have learned is that if I am in a class with music that everyone knows, encouraging people to sing along and hum and doing rhythmic patting and tapping on our bodies, it's just amazing how it really helps clear people's minds and gives them a lot more of a sense of being grounded in their bodies. So many good things from using your voice. So it raises your vibe. It connects you with people. It also encourages self-expression and speaking your truth. This is a hugely important point. It will boost your immune system. And we're all pretty focused on that these days more than ever, aren't we?
Yeah, the vagus nerve stimulation, parasympathetic nervous system, those things boost your immune system each time you do them.
Yeah, it's so important. It promotes community bonding and connection, and it generates healing energy in your body, and it increases self-confidence. So many wonderful benefits from singing and freeing your voice. And so I just would encourage all of you to just play with this and begin to give yourself permission to use your voice, to sing, to tone, to chant. And one of the first things, Linda, that you taught me was to just do a few little easy exercises to open up the channel to my voice. So could you maybe share just a few of those with the listeners?
Sure. Yeah, one of the first things I almost always notice with new people is they're not opening their mouths very much. They feel perhaps shy to be heard, so they're not opening much. If you want to sound natural and resonant and have some strength to your voice, you have to drop your jaw a little bit. It is very similar to speaking, but it's exaggerated. So here's me singing an ah with my jaw pretty tight, and then I'll do it with my jaw more open. So you can kind of hear this. If that jogs
yeah, there's
up,
a difference.
And you give space to the sound so it can resonate and it can, you know, go out into the air in front of you, if it can enter the room you're in, drop your jaw a little bit more. Just a shaping of the vowel a bit and opening so it doesn't get, you know, crushed and crunched inside of you, but it can get out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing.
Nice.
Try different vowels and notes and practice dropping your jaw. See how it feels and sounds.
And one of the other things that, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, too, just the breathing muscles themselves. So if you take a low, deep breath, you'll feel those breathing muscles expand and pull air into your lungs. And then as you sing or hum or tone or chant, you pull in a little bit at your core. It's sound is coming out. Here, I'll do one with no support, no breathing muscle activation. And now if I pull in a little bit, just pulling
it sounds more solid.
Core, activating your breathing muscles. Yeah, it puts a little bit of energy and power behind your voice in a very natural way.
Yeah, it sounded a lot more kind of clear and resonant. Another thing that I really thought was fun when you were teaching the class that I took and in the session that I did with you was that you had us make kind of fun sort of fluttering lips, like, and make that noise, which releases so much tension from your lips and jaw that it makes it easier to sing. And it's fun anyway.
Yeah, I call it lip trills. And a lot of people do use that as a warm-up. It also kind of, if you do that for a few minutes and then put your voice behind it, it's a super easy way to warm your range up a little bit. Yeah,
it really does relax. I was amazed at how much it relaxed my face and jaw muscles to do that and how much easier it was then. I didn't feel the strain in singing or speaking. And I've even been doing that now before I speak and interview. And it's made a big difference.
Oh, yeah.
So thank you for that.
Yeah. Now, teachers, that's a great way to warm up before you're in front of a class or speaking anywhere. If you fatigue from being on the phone too long at the office, that's a really great way to get out of that. We do often feel like, oh, my gosh, I've got tension in my neck and shoulders. But we don't always notice and feel I have tension in my tongue and jaw. So that little lip trill releases. It's a great warm-up.
It's very cool. Yeah. Well, I know that everyone would love to experience a little bit more of your work, and so I just want to give you a chance to just share maybe a little short improv song, maybe some singing bowls. So is this a good time?
Yes,
Let's do it.
I tend to work one chakra per day, 7 days per week, seven chakras. So today being Wednesday, it's third chakra for me. This is a third chakra.
Okay.
So I'm just going to think about, just a simple little song with the intention of sending out some healing energy to everyone.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
My
you
pleasure.
Very much. And it's Wednesday, so I love it that you do a different chakra bowl every day. That's so cool that you can just kind of cycle through them. That's very nice. Love it.
Yeah, and then, that chakra. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you please finish. Yeah, it's important.
I just feel that I'm breathing healing energy into that chakra and releasing anything held there that's not serving me anymore. So I just do it chakra by chakra, one per day, and then that's usually the bowl I use with my students that day too. So
that's fun. Nice.
I noticed one day, 7 days, 7 chakras, sweet.
Yeah, all those magic sevens. Yeah,
right.
They're everywhere. So let me ask, if someone is at home and they want to just do a little bit of playing with their voice and they have a bowl or a bell or something, how long would you encourage someone to just kind of play around with it just for fun and happiness factor?
Well, bowls can be such a great way to start too, because you already got a friend to sing with. you don't feel so exposed. Just match the bowl and take deep breaths and have good posture and have an intention, set an intention, perhaps just healing energy like we did. Match it, sing along with it, and then, just take, 3 to 5 minutes. Doesn't need to be a very lengthy thing to shift our energy. Sing that same note if you can until you feel like moving to another one, and just let your intuition lead you. If you feel like getting a little bit loud, if you feel like you want to stay soft and sweet, stay soft and sweet. It's all good. There's no right or wrong.
That's lovely. So I definitely encourage all of you to play with that in practice. And I do want to take just a few moments here before we wrap up to make you aware of a special offer that Linda has put together for the Emboldened Heart community. And this will give you a chance to work directly with Linda. You have 2 different ways that you can do it. One is a 2-hour live singing and toning group session, which will be held on Saturday, September 25th at 11 a.m. Mountain Time. And then she's also provided a second offer, which would be that 2-hour singing and toning group session plus a one-on-one 30-minute private session with her. And I cannot recommend that enough, because it's worth every penny and much more. I really got so much out of that private session. The group session's super fun because you're with other people and everybody's kind of learning and experiencing it together, and it's wonderful. But that private session, I think for me, Linda, it was what really kind of gave me the big yes. Yes, you really can sing. Yes, you really can open up your voice. So Linda has put these 2 offers together for us. They're very affordable, and I just would encourage any of you to take advantage of it and to have an opportunity to work with her directly and just get so much encouragement and inspiration and support from someone who has been doing this for a long time. And it's so obvious, Linda, that you love what you're doing. You love working with people and encouraging them to sing. So thank you.
Yes. Yeah, my pleasure. I would love to meet your audience and help them. If using your voice calls to you, please sign up. I would love to show you how easy it can be and how joyful it can be.
And I promise you she will. She will absolutely show you exactly that. You will be delighted. So there is a link on the Blog Talk Radio page to the the offer, either of the offers. There also will be a link in the replay email that goes out in the event that you're not somewhere where you can click into a link right now. So do take advantage of this. Right now, I cannot think of a better time for all of us to love ourselves by treating ourselves to something so loving and fun and creative and easy and health promoting. So we've had a lot of stress. We've had a lot of stress in our world. We still do. But this is one of the best and most beautiful ways that you can help to nurture yourself and to give yourself an opportunity to relieve some stress, have some fun, and just feel joyous. So take advantage of it. Linda, thank you so much for being with us today. It's a joy to have you here. I love your work, and I just I want to sing your praises.
Literally. Well, thank you so much, Melinda. It's been a pleasure for me, too.
Awesome. All right, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks, Linda. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.